Bhaktan, Srila Bhaktan, Namo Namaha.
Yeah, she has one.
So Guru Maharaj was saying, at the end of, at the completion of Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan, Krishna was thinking very deeply that I came and I tasted the moods of dasya, servitude, sakya, friendship, vatsalya, parental affection, and madhuras. So even though I came here, I was not completely satisfied, Krishna was thinking, because Krishna had three unfulfilled desires. What were they? Siddhartha pranayamahima kiriso vanayeva swadyoyana bhuta madurima kiriso vamadeya sokyam chasyat mad anubhavata kiriso veti lobat tadbhava sanajane sachigarva sindhu hariindu. Krishna was trying very hard to understand what is the pranaya or the affection that Radharani has to me. Pranaya means what? After the attainment of prem, there is sneha, man, then pranaya. Pranaya means very, very deep affection. And after pranaya, there is rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, all the way up to Radharani's maranakya mahabhav. So Krishna was trying to understand what is the glories of Radharani's pranaya, or her love and affection for me. Krishna was thinking, I feel happy to see Radha. Seeing Radha, I feel an ecstasy, one ananda. But when Radharani sees me, she becomes completely enmeshed. Therefore, what is there in me that she tastes? Krishna has four special madhurima, four special sweetnesses. The sweetness of his form, the sweetness of his flute playing, the sweetness of his lila, and the sweetness of the prem he generates in the heart of the Brijvasis. But how can Krishna taste his own sweetness? He cannot taste. Only Radharani can taste completely. So Krishna had a desire. How can I understand what she experiences? Of course, Krishna was thinking, I am the most attractive in the whole world. There is something in me which drives everybody mad upon seeing me. What is that thing? What is that thing? Krishna could not understand. Therefore, he developed a greed. How I can taste my own sweetness. Therefore, Krishna developed lobh. Lobh means a greed. There's another reason given in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Rasik Shekha Krishna Paramakarun Dua Hetu Hetu Paramodgum. Krishna was thinking, Krishna is Rasik Shekha. That means he is the embodiment of all devotional mellows. He is the supreme taster. Also, he is Paramkarun, most merciful. Therefore, for these two reasons, Krishna descended to this world. Ragma Bakilo Korite Parchanan. Krishna came to taste something himself, but also he came to give something. What did he come to give? He came to give Ragma. What is Ragma, or the path of spontaneous attraction to Krishna? The Bhagavatam has described how the suckers, headed by Sridharam, Subal, Arjuna, stalk Krishna, how they love and serve Krishna. The Bhagavatam has described the love of Nanda and Yasoda for Krishna. And the Bhagavatam has described the love that the gopis have and their service moon towards Krishna. Therefore, the seva of these eternal associates of Vrindavan, like those in Sakya, Dasya, or Bhatsali Ras, or Madhur Ras, their seva or their prem is called ragatmik. And those who decide or try to follow in the footsteps of those ragatmik, eternally perfected devotees, those who try to follow in their footsteps are called rag anuga. Anugaman means to follow. That rag marg also has two types. One is rag marg and the other is called rupanuga bhajan. Rupanuga bhajan is what? It describes Rupanuga Bhajan consists of two things. Firstly, how Rupa Goswami in this Prakat Deha, this Sarat Deha we say, the form that Rupa Goswami took in the Leela of Mahaprabhu, how in one way he fulfilled the internal heart's desire of Mahaprabhu. That is one part of section of Rupanuga Bhajan. And the second section of Rupanuga Bhajan is how Rupa Manjari, serve and fulfilled all the desires of Vrishabhanu Nandini Sri Radha. Therefore Mahaprabhu came to this world for this reason, to sprinkle upon the jivas the special service mood that was manifested by Sri Rupa Goswami, which is called Manjari Bhav. Therefore Mahaprabhu came to this world to distribute that thing. Therefore on this night, 520 years before, at the time of the lunar eclipse, the Chandragrahan, in order to avoid the bad effects of the lunar eclipse, millions and millions of people entered the Ganga and all were chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Even the Muslims were thinking, Hari, all those Hindus, what they're doing, Hari Ram, Hari Krishna, they also were chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Therefore they chanted Namabhas. Therefore anyhow, at the appearance of Sachinandan God Hari, all were chanting the holy name. Because Sachimata had lost her first 8 sons, therefore she gave this child a special name, Nimai. Nimai means, because Nimai was born under a neem tree to keep away different types of ghosts, witches and spirits. But also, when the parents lose some children, they give the child a bit of a funny name, so that Yamaraj does not take them seriously and Yam does not take them away. Therefore here in Navadvip, Nimai manifested his Balya Lila and his Kishore Lila. But after his Kishore Lila, he took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri. From Jagannath Puri, on the excuse of looking for his elder brother, Sri Vishwarup, he went to South India. When he came up to Jagannath Puri, he tasted the ecstasies of Srimati Radhika in the small room of the Gambira with Sri Roy Ramananda and Sri Sarup Damodar. How his bhav was very high there. Somehow or other he would escape from the 7 doors of the Gambira and he would move here and there in madness. Therefore the bhavs, the ecstatic emotions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested in Puri are not even described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes his joints would become distended and he would become very, very long. And sometimes he would take a contracted form like a kurma, like a turtle. Therefore this place we have come to, that we are presently now in Kuliagram, is called Aparad Bhanjan Pit. Here, if one has committed Vaishnava Aparad or Guru Aparad, and for some reason even that Vaishnava or Gurudev is not forgiving them, still by staying here and weeping with anutap, with a feeling of repentance, then God Nityananda Prabhu will purify them of that aparad at this place. Therefore Guru Maharaj said, tomorrow is the last day of our parikram and all will return back to their house. Today is last and tomorrow all will be leaving. So Guru Maharaj said, our Param Guruji used to say, when you go home, don't tell everyone about the many, many problems that we experienced here, the heat, the bathrooms. No, don't say that. When you go home, you should tell everyone, Hari Baba, on the Kesavji Gaudimath Parikram, there's many, many hundreds of different types of sabjis. The bathrooms were like the Taj Mahal. There was very great happiness, very no problem at all. The weather was, there were air-conditioned room everywhere. We had great happiness. Therefore, don't tell anyone of the problems of Parikram. Instead, you should preach. And everyone should bring 2 persons. So this year there were 15,000 persons on Parikram, but next year we'll make arrangement for 30,000 pilgrims. And after this there's one Lila group has come from Bombay with Mahaprabhu's full Lila. And so please stay for that.
Hare Krishna, you will let to give up the...